For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Another angry tweet from the president with all caps saying treason with a question mark. That's his reaction to an op-ed piece in the New York Times written by an unnamed senior official in his administration. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina said this won't matter in 2020.
I don't mean to bust the bubble here, but most people in South Carolina are not going to take the op-ed in the New York Times very seriously.
But former Secretary of State John Kerry called what's going on a genuine constitutional crisis that's heightened by the fact that congressional Republicans are not defending the Constitution first.
Defending instead not the Constitution, not the institution of the Senate. They're defending party and the president, who simply doesn't know what he's doing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The president is dismissing reporter Bob Woodward's new book called Fear as a work of fiction. President Trump also weighed in about the possibility of a government shutdown as Congress deals with critical budget issues.
If it's about border security, I'm willing to do anything. We have to protect our borders. If we don't protect our borders, our country is not going to be a country. So if it's about border security, I'm willing to do what has to be done.
Brett Kavanaugh's second day before the Senate Judiciary Committee was met by protests as people continue to voice their displeasure with President Trump's Supreme Court nominee.
I understood the question then and my answer then, and I understood Stanton.
Senator Kamala Harris of California was the Democrats' final questioner. She asked whether Kavanaugh had talked with anyone at a certain law firm with a Trump connection about special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reaction continues to the launch of a new Nike ad campaign featuring Colin Kaepernick. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback was the first to kneel during the national anthem to protest, he said, police violence against black Americans. And he's the face of the campaign, which marks the 30th anniversary of Nike's Just Do It campaign. Tweeting Nike boycott, some people said in response that they're going to burn their Nike sneakers or cut the swoosh logo off their socks. Also, many police organizations are calling for a boycott of Nike. However, Apex Marketing says in the first 24 hours since Kaepernick revealed the spot on Twitter, Nike had received over $43 million worth of free media exposure, the vast majority of it neutral to positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Centers for Disease Control personnel were among emergency responders who boarded a quarantine plane after it landed at New York's Kennedy Airport. When Emirates Flight 203 landed following a 14-hour flight from Dubai, it was sequestered on the tarmac. 520 people were on board, and initially the CDC put out a statement saying as many as 100 people were sick. A total of 10 crew members and passengers were taken to Jamaica Hospital in Queens. 9 others showed symptoms, but they refused medical treatment. The rest were allowed to disembark and go on to their final destinations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.